talking about the creek. Creek talk, talking about the creek. Creek talk, talking about the creek. Talking about Dawson's Creek.
Welcome back to Creek Talk. This is Steven.
And I'm Jamie.
And this week, we're recapping Season 6, Episode 9, Everything Put Together Falls Apart. Jamie, what did that mean to you? What did it mean to you, according to the episode?
Well, all right, so in the last episode, we had a little bit of something going on with Dawson and, what the hell's her name?
Natasha.
Right, Natasha. And they seemed like they were actually having like a more serious relationship-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And then that started falling apart this episode when she blatantly told this actor, this special guest, that she didn't have a boyfriend and he heard it. Like, how did she think that he wasn't going to hear that?
She's an idiot.
Yeah. So we're playing this game, but Dawson's a little bit of a, you know what Dawson reminded me of?
What?
Reminded me of that song. No, it's Self-Esteem. Self-Esteem by The Offspring, I think.
I thought you were going to say Texas Hold'em by Beyonce.
No. Hold on. I think it's called Self-Esteem. Let me just...
Sounds vaguely familiar.
Yeah. So the lyrics, I don't think you can hear this.
No.
Well, anyways, so the lyrics go, okay, so it says, now I'll relay this little bit, happens more than I'd like to admit. Late at night, she knocks on my door, drunk again and looking to score. Now I know I should say no, but it's kind of hard when she's ready to go. I may be dumb, but I'm not a dweeb. I'm just a sucker with no self-esteem. Right. So like, it's basically about this girl that he's seeing and she's cheating on him. Like, now I know I'm being used. That's okay. Cause I like the abuse. I know she's playing with me. That's okay. Cause I've got no self-esteem. Right. So it's like, we make plans to go out at night. I wait till 2. Then I turn out the light. This rejection's got me so low. If she keeps it up, I just might tell her. So when she's saying, oh, that she wants only me, then I wonder why she sleeps with my friends. When she's saying, oh, that I'm like a disease and I wonder how much more I can spend. Well, I guess I should stick up for myself, but I really think it's better this way. The more you suffer, the more it shows you really care. Anyway, so like these lyrics is literally what I thought of instantly with Dawson when she showed up late at night after hanging out with that other dude and after saying that everybody fucking heard that she didn't have a boyfriend. And then Dawson just let her in and turned out the light.
I don't think it had to do... I like that you related to that,
Yeah.
Song. But I don't think it had to do with the self-esteem. I think he's just...
No, it's just... I mean...
I don't know what to do because he was listening to Todd's advice. And we know how Dawson is, where he just flies off the handle and he wants to confront things, right? But
yeah.
He's in a weird situation with her. And even Todd said, like, you have no say over her next project. So... I obviously think they're going to talk about this maybe in the next episode.
Yeah. I would hope so. I really would hope so. I would hope that Dawson, he either needs to accept it and be like, all right, well, this is what it is. I'm just a fuck buddy at this point. Or he needs to confront it if he really likes her and be like, listen, I know what you said. Are we doing this or are we not doing this? Because I'm not playing this game with you. But it's just because of the way that she just showed up and he's just like, he doesn't say anything and he just lets it happen and then he just gives in. And that's what prompted me of self-esteem. Because I was like, oh my God, it's like the Offspring song.
Yeah, I think, I mean, he's not, he obviously wants to like fuck her, but.
Well, he's a guy. Of course he does.
I don't know. I don't know if I'd be able to. I'd be like, we got to talk about this because it's gonna.
I wouldn't be able to do it. No, I would never be able to get into it. But I also, I don't know, guys, I think are a little bit different in how they operate.
I just get very emotional.
I would never be able to relax enough to get myself excited enough to, you know, perform. So
I also don't think she did anything with him because she like came to his hotel room to have sex. So, like, she wouldn't have gone to this hotel room to have sex if she had sex with him.
What I thought was weird, though, about it. Let me tell you what I thought was weird about it. So, she said, well, I went on the date and I was bored. Or I went out with him and I was bored. So, I went home and spent it watching TV. And then I decided, because I couldn't stop thinking about you, I was going to come over. If You were thinking about him all night and you were bored there. Why did you go home and watch TV? Why didn't you just go over to Dawson's? So I feel like there is some kind of a lapse in time here where she said she went home to watch TV, and I don't believe her.
No, I think she was lying because when he walked by, he saw him leaving because they were out front of her room. So
Yeah.
obviously she spent like time with him.
Yeah, she was bullshit lying. I don't believe her. I don't believe anything this girl says at this point. I think she's stringing Dawson along, and I officially don't like her.
Which is so silly to me because just like every other relationship on this show, they have this long drawn out monologue where they tell each other how much they like each other and how much they like are enjoying each other's company, blah, blah, blah. And the next episode, there's this dumb problem. Like this new guy comes around who obviously she has a crush on because she gets all giddy when he's around. And
Oh,
I
yeah,
feel
she's
like it
crushing
was.
on him. He's an actor. I'm
And
like,
I think she was trying to see where she could get in her career by like going out for a drink with him. But I don't think she necessarily did anything with him sexually. But I would be hurt if I heard somebody say, like if I heard my partner or significant other say, "Oh, I'm not seeing him." I'd be like, "What?" I'd go right over to them and be like, "Excuse me, I heard you."
I don't have a boyfriend. I definitely like I would hate to put this out, right? But like if I was hanging out with Chris and like there were other people like coworkers or just like whatever, and I was off to the side talking to somebody else and I overheard him say like, "Oh no, I don't have a girlfriend." Excuse me. Yeah, I wouldn't be able to sit quiet for very long and I definitely wouldn't just ignore that that happened.
No, I wouldn't
Like
either.
whether or not I'd make a scene is debatable, but
I wouldn't make a scene. I would go up to Justin and be like, "What the fuck did you just say?" Like everybody knows we're together anyway. But
exactly.
I can't control my emotions sometimes. You've even said it to me before. I'm very like, I think with my emotions first or something like that. And I'm like, well, yeah, I can't help it. Well, besides all of that, did you like the episode?
I did. I actually forgot a lot of the stuff that happened in this episode, and then I remembered the whole thing with Joey and vest guy
Eddie.
Eddie. I can't wait for this to be over, dude. I'm like already over them.
I think it's gonna happen soon. I don't think they stay
Yeah.
together much longer.
I like how she like tried to blame him for missing the test. I'm like, dude. He's like, I'm sorry. Like.
Was like, wait a minute. Anyway, we'll get it. We'll get into
Yeah, we'll get into it.
Well, I liked the episode. As I was watching it, I was remembering a lot of it, and I was like, "Oh, I did like this episode a lot." I watched it very fast, and the notes I took on it were very fast, and I was like very engaged in it. And I feel like I have been with a lot of the episodes this season as compared to last season. But I like that Joey is taking control of her like sexuality and not being like so precious with it, I guess. Like she's like, I'm a woman. If I want to have sex, I can have sex. Like I feel like maybe the audience looked at her like that, and I don't know. I just like that they just had sex, and she was like, I'm gonna fuck them because I want to fuck them. You know?
Do you find that it was a little awkward though?
No, the you
They're
know what
like
was
sitting a
awkward?
foot apart from each other.
The hand playing shit was
The
weird.
whole thing was
Who
awkward,
touches
dude. They
his
were
hand?
sitting like a foot apart from each other and they're just like reaching over and making out. And like, they were too far away. I don't know. I don't buy into their chemistry at all. I just don't buy into their chemistry.
I think they have chemistry.
I don't.
What I thought was odd was that he started kissing her and she didn't even brush her teeth. I was like, Jesus Christ, her breath probably stinks.
Either.
He was like, I got you in my bed, Miss Potter. She's like, I know.
I thought she was on the couch at first, but then I realized he's in a studio apartment. Like the whole thing is a bedroom, so all
I
right.
know. I know. I thought the same thing. I was like, wait, that's his bed?
Is he sleeping
Oh.
on the couch? Oh no, it's like a futon. Okay, got it. Sure, sure.
In his dumpy apartment. And then there's also the Emma Pacey storyline, which I liked, but we'll get into it when we talk about it. Oh
Yeah, I cannot believe she destroyed a $300 dress.
my God, wait till just wait. I was like, this show is so ridiculous, but I was like, it's 2002, Stephen.
Right,
I was 12.
All right. Well, before we break it down, Jamie, why don't we do like a quick catch up? What's going on with you? Anything new happening? Anything exciting?
What did I do this weekend? Oh, I had fun. We went to this bar
It's
and
fun.
played pool, and there was karaoke going on. So I actually, it was a lot of fun. I got to like kick some booty and relax and dance and sing. I didn't like do karaoke, but I was playing pool and singing. So I had a lot
Good.
of fun. And it was much needed. But other than that, nope, that's it.
Did you win?
A couple times, yeah. So there was three of us. It was me, Chris, and his friend that I got to meet, and like they've been together for like the better part of a decade. Like they've been friends for like the better part of a decade. So I got to meet him. He's actually from the East Coast. He's from Jersey.
Oh.
So that was cool, and we all won probably about the equal amount of times, but I won the first like two games.
Well, you are a pool shark, like Pacey and what's his face?
I don't know about a pool shark, but
What
I can
was his name
hold.
again? From Young Americans.
Oh,
I'm thinking of his real name, Rodney Scott, but I can't think of his
I don't
the
remember.
character
You're
name
asking
now.
me. I'm terrible with the names.
I know.
I went with Vest Guy instead of Eddie. So
I know. You've got a problem.
names do not stick for
We've
me.
only been watching we're only on episode 9 of this show, and you can't remember his name.
I got his name. I said Eddie after I said Vest Guy.
Oh, Will Krutsky.
Will Kretzky. Good old Will
That's it, Will
Kretzky.
Krutsky. So you're not a pool shark like Will Krutsky and PC Winner.
No, I'm not going to be like running the table and winning bets and shit. No, I just, the longer that I play and the more I drink, the worse I get. So, like, I'm only good in the first hour.
I'm not even
First.
good at playing pool. I don't even know how to play it.
Oh.
I'm terrible at it.
Well, there's different types of games, but we just play like normal highs and lows.
Well, that's good. You got to hang out and go out for a night and enjoy yourselves. Like everybody needs to do that, you know?
Yeah, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. I'm glad.
Good. I'm glad.
Thanks. How was your week?
Well, the child was over. The child,
Chat.
like that show. Don't they call that Baby Yoda the child or something? I think
I
it
don't
was,
know.
well, I don't know. But
I never
we,
really got into Mandalorian. I
that's it, The Mandalorian.
don't know.
It was really nice on Saturday. So we went for a walk and went to, well, it was Justin's birthday, duh. And we didn't really do anything exciting. He wanted to have Michael over, which we have him every weekend. And I did want to go out, but he was like, why don't we just go for a walk and like get him out of the house? And we had a stroller and he brought a SpongeBob and we ended up going out and we got some food. And then I got Justin a cake and we sang happy birthday later, which is the three of us. I took some Snapchats of him. Michael helped me put the candles on and then he wanted to blow the candles out. And I was like, wait for Justin. And he turned the lights off and everything. It was so funny.
Aww.
Was like, Justin, and I was like, go get Justin. He's like, Justin. And he kept saying, happy birthday. Happy birthday, Justin.
Aww.
It was cute. Not many meltdowns this weekend, which was good.
Good. That's great.
It did start to get really cold when we were walking home because it started to get dark and I felt bad because we didn't bring his gloves. He had on like a heavy coat and stuff, but I was just like, oh my God, Justin, I feel bad. He's probably so cold, but he was knocked out, man. But he woke up when we came home and me and him were just like playing. I was like playing with him. But nothing else really. Oh, wait, I do have something ridiculous to tell you that happened. Just remembered it. Did
Oh, and I remembered something too, but you go first.
I tell you that Justin got this huge ass TV, like a 73-inch TV or something?
Yeah, and you had to get it fixed,
Yeah.
or it was under warranty. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So he had the guy gave him this TV and he was like, you could have it, but it's you have to go get it taken care of because it's under warranty. So we got this free TV and it's humongous. I didn't even realize how big it was, Jamie.
You
Like,
never do. I didn't realize how big mine was until I brought it home, and I'm like, oh my God.
yeah, I was like, that's a big TV. And I just never I didn't comprehend it. I don't know why.
At somebody else's house, or was it in like a store?
It was in the guy's house, but then the guy said it broke, but he said, you can have it, but you have to take care of it. So Justin and his friend that he works with took it to the place to get fixed. And it was there for a while. Like it was there during the holidays. Like we just got it last week. And I completely forgot about it until he said, I'm bringing this TV home. And I was like, oh my God, I forgot. So yeah, we carried it up. And I was like, oh my God, this is ridiculous. Like, where are we going to put this? So he hung it up, or he didn't hang up. It comes on a stand because,
Yeah.
like, I have no idea how to mount a fucking TV on our wall.
No, it's you gotta put it on studs and it's a
Right.
whole thing and you gotta do it right because if you put that bitch up on that thing and it falls.
Yep. And this TV is heavy. It's a
Yeah.
heavy TV. So. Something was off with it to me. I kept looking at it and it did not look like it was correct. And I kept telling him and so yesterday I went to do my workout and Jamie, I literally walked right by the TV and the whole fucking thing fell. And
Oh.
yeah, I freaked out. So it fell right off the stand. I thought it was completely broken. It landed like it went like that onto the TV, right? And then it started to like come forward. And I was like, oh my God. And I like grabbed it. And I panicked because I was like, this is so heavy. I was like, how am I gonna go back to work?
Oh my God.
I was like, there's nobody here that can even help me. So I was like, all right, you can figure this out, Steven. You're not a fucking idiot. So I kept trying to I was holding on to it and I kept looking in the back to see like because I couldn't move it. It kept like hitting like the stand part was still attached to it, but it kept hitting the back of the wall. And so I couldn't really move it. I just had to keep moving it forward, which was very stressful to me because it's heavy.
Yeah.
So I finally got like a grip on it and I just was like I like just put it on the floor. And I leaned it against the bed and I called him. I was like, Justin, the whole fucking TV fell. And he was like, what? I was like, yeah. He was like, well, what happened? I was like, I walked by and the fucking thing fell. And I sent him pictures and everything. And he was like, well, turn it off because it also radiates a lot of heat, which is stressing me out because of my electric bill. But
Yeah.
I,
How old TV? Like,
it's not that old. Justin said the guy had it for like 3 years.
wow.
I'll have to send you a picture of it.
What brand is it?
I don't know. So anyway, I got it all situated, and then he came home last night, and he was like, "Oh yeah, I should have drilled the stand into the TV." And I was like, "I kept telling you it was not right because it was wobbling," and I was like, "The thing's gonna fall," and I did not feel comfortable. Oh my God! And Jamie, it's on his dresser, right, where he
Yeah.
like. Where he opens up his drawers and he like slams his drawers shut. And I'm like, how did this fucker not fall off already?
Yeah. At least when it fell over, like you were there and like it
Right.
didn't just hit the floor and shatter into a billion pieces.
I said the same thing. I was like, at least I was there that it fell. But like, it was gonna, I guess my vibration
From
did
walking on
it.
the floor, yeah.
I don't know. But like, I was like, wow. I mean, it could have happened if the cats were on the dresser. Like, could you imagine if the cats walked on the dresser? Oh my God. And it fell on my cat.
Right.
But yeah, I was there when it fell. So it's fine now though. Like after he fixed it yesterday and we put it back up, it's sturdy now.
Right.
But yeah, that scared me. I was like freaking out. I was like, I don't know who's gonna help me. I kept thinking like, can I do this myself? Because I wanna say it's like 100 pounds, but it's an odd thing. Like it's an odd shape. It's crazy.
I know they're heavy because, like, I would not be able to lift my TV by itself, and my TV isn't this big. And my TV's big.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
You know what's funny? My TV has, like, this foot stance that they sit on. You know what I mean? And you're supposed to screw it. And
for the first little bit, when we first set this up, like my ex didn't screw them in. And I'm like, we need to get screws for these. And it was an open box return. So like it didn't actually have screws though. So it's not like we could, and we had to actually just go get screws that would fit into the hole and then screw the legs into the base of the TV. But well, I'm glad that it didn't shatter in a billion pieces, and I'm glad it didn't fall on the cats. So
Yeah,
that's good.
it was
You're
a
there.
miracle.
I know.
And
You
I'm
didn't
like,
screw them.
Arnold Schwarzenegger over here.
Manhandling 75-inch TVs.
My God, it's
Wheeling.
ridiculous. Well, anyway, I'm glad we both had fun weekends, or you at least did.
I did.
All right. Well, I think we should start talking about this episode. What do you think?
Sounds good.
All right. All right, so this week we are recapping season 6, episode 9, Everything Put Together Falls Apart, aired November 20th, 2002, written by Maggie Friedman and directed by Kerr Smith. Is that crazy?
Wow. All
Yeah.
right, Kerr.
Well, he wasn't really in the episode until the final scene, and we didn't have Jen or Audrey either, so.
We didn't.
Which I felt was necessary. Like, it was okay with me that they weren't in the episode because,
Yeah, because this episode wasn't about them.
no, what I liked the characters that they were focusing on. And I liked that Emma had like a storyline this episode. So,
Me too. It was nice to her be a part of something.
I know she's not
Of
just
course,
there
she
playing.
ultimately. Yeah, right. She's not just playing drums or like just the tag along at a
The
concert.
No Doubt concert.
I know. It's like they decide whether they wanted to make her official part of the group or not.
Yeah, I don't know how they figure that shit out. I really don't.
I guess they put somebody in there and then they decide how well the audience is receiving them, and then I
Yeah.
don't know. It's not like they had hashtags back then to follow that stuff. I mean, maybe
Oh,
they did. No, they didn't. No, we
I
didn't.
don't even think Twitter was a thing yet.
It wasn't.
All right, so we open on the film shoot. They're shooting this disco scene, and
Okay. Disco scene. What is this movie about? At first, I thought it was a slasher flick.
it is set in the
Now
70s.
they're dancing at a disco. I mean, he dies. Spoiler alert, he gets stabbed. But like, is it the same movie? Like, I don't understand this theme. Like, we got like a 70s disco, and then we've got like her running. I thought
Don't
she died
know.
earlier. I guess not. Like, I don't know what's happening.
It's called Wicked Dead, but I have no idea what it's about either. It's just a slasher flick set in the 70s. And they're doing disco. They're like, it's set in the 70s. Let's have them do a disco scene. I have
My
no idea.
goodness. I don't know. Me either. But all right. It's just something that popped in my head when I saw the 70s like disco floor and they're dancing, and I'm like, but then I also had to remember, because I'm like, are we doing the same movie? But I mean, I guess it's pretty normal that they would shoot out of sequence. So I don't know.
I
Maybe this
also
scene
feel
before
like
the
they're.
running scene.
I also feel like the writers are kind of like playing a joke on the audience with this because they're sort of like just, they're not being very cohesive with this movie. They're just shooting like everything and anything.
It doesn't make any sense, but I mean, whatever.
Yeah, they're
Maybe
like, so.
this is when the murders start at the disco. And then when she first got there, her first scene with her running and she was drunk or whatever, maybe that was towards the end of the movie.
Yeah.
They're just out of sequence with it, and we don't understand the plot line because they never tell us what the plot of this movie is actually about. I mean,
Oh
that's
my
what I'm going
God,
with.
wouldn't it be so cool if they had like a movie that they could put on YouTube or something with this? Like if they were like thinking of like cross promotion, they could have like made up this trailer for this movie and
Oh
put
my
it
God.
on like the Dawson's Creek YouTube page. Wouldn't that be cool?
That would have been really cool.
Yeah.
If they were ever actually recording mini scenes,
Well,
probably
they're
not.
making it, but they're making a TV show and they're filming all this shit for the TV show. They could have like cut together something to make it look fun.
One thing for this season, yeah.
Who knows? All right. So Dawson brings Todd a Danish and he says he's going to stage an intervention because this is his fourth one of the day. And Todd's like, well, I quit smoking. So now I become a cyborg eating machine. Dawson just thinks Todd's really nervous because they have this movie star coming on to shoot a cameo for the film. And Todd's like, you know, this is a big get for us. Like, it's going to help us with the film and whatever. And Dawson's like, I don't understand what is so big about Max Winter. And oh no, wait. So wait. So Dawson's like, "You're just being nervous, Todd, because of this whole thing." And he goes, "Oh, I remember how nervous you were transferring a call from Mr. Spielberg." And he's like, "Oh, right."
Yeah, we all kind of forgot about that for a second. I don't know what I was expecting, but I was not expecting this person. I was expecting some like hot, you know what I mean, clean cut-ish dude. They bring in who they bring in, and he's got like this moppy. I don't even know what they're doing with his hair. I don't know if that's his hair, if they put extensions, or if that's a wig or what.
I couldn't tell.
He looked
In
like a mess.
the later scene when he's dancing, his hair looked good. But this scene, it's like it looked like a wig. But Max Winter walks in, and guess who it is, Jamie?
I can't remember the actor's name, but it's what's
I'm
his
not
face.
expecting you to remember his name.
It's the main dude from the show that we're recapping on our Patreon account.
Yes, it's Eddie Cahill. And he plays Mike Dolan on Glory Days. So by this point, Glory Days was canceled. And I guess they were like, oh, let's get Eddie Cahill on the show and he can come in for like a episode, which I thought was really cool. I didn't even remember him being on the show.
I obviously, when I first watched this, I
Oh, yeah.
didn't like, I wouldn't have known. And I just was just like, they're making such a big fuss about this guy. That's literally what my response was. This dude's got so much hair, it doesn't even look like he brushes it, but okay.
And it's so funny because on Glory Days, his hair's really short and like
This
cut
dude
close
was
to his
wearing a
head.
wig. It had to have been a wig. Like, it had to have been a wig. And then they just like, greased it back for the dance scene.
You know what though? He was on Friends, and when he was on Friends, his hair was really long. So I wonder was if it was around the same time as this, because he did Glory Days the previous year, and then this was the year after. And I don't know when he did Friends, but his hair
I
was really
mean,
long on
he
Friends.
could have grown the hair out. I mean, guys' hair grows kind of quickly like that, I feel like.
Yeah. But yeah, Max Winter is played by Eddie Cahill. And if you want to watch him on Glory Days, it's on YouTube. And we're recapping that for our Patreon. So go sign up for that and listen to us
Hint,
talk about
hint,
that.
wink, wink.
And we have one episode left of that. Like, Jesus Christ, it's almost over. So Dawson's like, whatever, Todd. Spielberg is a cinema god. Max Winter is just some lame movie star. And Todd's like, Max Winter's gonna do for this movie what Janet Leigh did for Psycho or what Drew Barrymore did for Scream. And they used that same line in the first season when they were talking about Dawson's movie. Do you remember? Because they were gonna kill off Joey when they were bringing Jen on to be like the cousin from New York or whatever.
Yeah, vaguely. That sounds a little familiar.
Yeah, and they're like, Drew Barrymore, Scream. And yeah, I remember. They're like sitting at the lunch table talking. So Max comes in and he hugs Todd and he's like, "You're killing me off in the first 15 minutes." And Todd's like, "Well, we'll bring you back as a zombie in the sequel." And Max like, "Fine, but you'll have to work around Spielberg." And Dawson's like, "What? Spielberg?" He mentions Spielberg.
Dun dun dun. My heart's racing.
Yeah, he like
Amazing.
came in his pants as soon as he heard it. And Max introduces himself to Dawson, and Dawson's like, "Are you really working for Spielberg?" And Max is like, "Yeah, we finally worked out our schedules." And he's like, "You know, you're gonna have to show me what where to have fun around here, Dawson." And he's like, "Yeah, sure." Meanwhile, he has no other interaction with him throughout the episode, except when he's like snarling at him. So then Max tells Todd that he'll definitely need a word with Natasha because he always likes to get to know whoever he's working with.
He's such
And
a
Todd's like,
sleazeball.
I know, it's so gross. And then Todd's just like, yeah, sure. And Dawson's just like, what?
And Todd's watching Dawson's reaction like every time there's interaction with this dude.
Yeah, every time. Every time. Todd's constantly on Dawson with all this shit. It's so funny. Wait, you know what I
Is he
thought
gonna
about?
snap? Is he gonna snap? Is he gonna beat up this actor? Like, God, I hope he doesn't beat up this actor.
I feel like we can give Dawson a little bit of credit compared to his prior seasons where he would fly off the handle and like punch Pacey in the face for no reason.
He has grown, yes.
Yeah, he's just like, I can't do that anymore. This is not something I should be doing as an adult. Well, we get the opening credits, and then when we come back, we're at Hell's Kitchen, and we see Joey studying for her final for Hudson's class in a loud bar. And she's complaining about the song that's playing on the jukebox, and Eddie's like, "Well, I put it on." She's like, "Can you like 86 this song? 'Cause like I gotta study for this test." And like I and he's like, "What are you doing in a bar? Like, go to the library." And she's like,
Or why isn't she in her dorm?
"Well, she says why." She says the library's packed. People are practically sitting in the bathroom, and she can't go back to her dorm because there's parties happening, left and right or whatever. So she's like, "I have nowhere to go." Look, she could have found like a tree somewhere on like a park and gone to study,
Is it
but
cold outside?
I guess I don't know. But
It's kind of winter there, right?
yeah, she was wearing a heavy coat in the previous episode. Well, Eddie's like, "You can go to my place." She's like, "This sounds like a suspicious attempt to get me into your bed, Mr. Dolan." Doling. Eddie Doling. Wait a minute. Okay. Eddie Cahill.
Okay.
Mike Dolan. Eddie Cahill played Mike Dolan on Glory Days. Oliver Hudson plays Eddie Doling on Dawson's Creek. Eddie Doling. Eddie Cahill. Mike Dolan. Is that weird?
Yeah, we're crossing some names and some stuff.
That's funny. So he says, "Well, you may get in my bed if you please, but unfortunately for me, I'll be here all night until close." And she's like, "Oh my God, I'm going to take you up on your offer." And she's willing to go take a bus 2 hours to his dirty apartment. 2 hours she's going to go and just to study in his apartment by herself.
His apartment's not that bad. It's just really dated.
I thought it was like, ugh.
I think the problem is whoever lived there before him was a smoker, which is why the walls look like that. And it was just really old.
I mean, I don't know. It just looks, it's terrible. It looks dirty to me. I don't understand like what he's doing. He doesn't look like a dirty person.
No, but he probably doesn't have time to scrub walls either.
Well, that's why places should be clean before you move in.
I think that's the point, though. He lives in like the ghetto rough parts of town.
2 hours away.
Yeah, with bus stops with a lot of stop and go and stop and go and stop and go. It looked like when she went there and she was outside, he was in the shady part of town. I don't think that there those landlords really give a shit how clean it is inside. You're paying probably cheap rent to be there.
So, anyway, she's like, "Yeah, fine. I'm gonna go. I have somewhere to stay and study." So she leaves. So then we cut to Emma, and she's cleaning the bathroom in like this nice outfit in jeans and like a nice shirt. I'm like, "Who cleans a bathroom in that? That's so weird." This is what I thought about this whole scene. I don't just randomly decide like to clean my bathroom. If I'm like, at home and I'm like, "Oh, I should clean my bathroom right now." I don't do that. Like, if I'm not busy on a weekend, I'm like, "I'm gonna go clean my bathroom," or like, I'll wipe around, but I'm not like sitting there scrubbing my toilet like she was. I was like, "Who thinks like that? That's such a weird way to think."
So she works at a bar. She probably doesn't have a normal 9 to 5 Monday through Friday job. So the middle of the week might be the only time that she's got to do it. Or maybe she's OCD because she was scrubbing at a perfectly clean porcelain throne.
Well, also, I was getting annoyed. I was like, she has two other roommates. Why are they not cleaning the toilet?
I don't know. We never see Jack. Jack's probably never home.
It's just weird. And she's, well, anyway, she's all dressed up, I guess, because she has band practice. But Pacey comes in and he tells her that he needs a favor. And she's like, "You're very transparent. Like, what do you want?" And then she like nags him, like she always does, about like not cleaning up after himself. And then she throws that dirty ass toilet brush at him, and he's in his work clothes and a suit. I would have been so disgusted if somebody did that to
Yeah,
me.
that shit was gross. They're lucky it was clean and the toilet doesn't even look like it was a real toilet. I mean, it wasn't. It doesn't actively work, so.
So he wants Emma to go with him to this holiday party. And I had to rewind that like 17 times because I had no idea what he said. The closed caption said office party, but he kept saying something else. And I had no idea what he was saying. And then later on, he says holiday party. So he wants her to go and he says he'll buy her a really nice dress. And she's like, "I'm not doing that. That sounds really depressing. Like hanging out with men in business suits all day under fluorescent lighting." And he's like, I'll give you $25, which she's offended by. I was like, I would be offended by $25. Like, that's
Right.
such a low ball.
$25 to go to a party.
Yeah, $25. And then he offers to clean the bathroom and wash the dishes for a whole 2 weeks. I was like, does he not clean up after himself ever?
Probably
And
not.
like, I would not be able to live with him. And she says 6 months. And then he's like, that's crazy. And then he comes back and he says 1 month. And then she says two. And then he like walks away again. And then he finally comes back and agrees. I was like, Pacey, you should be cleaning up after yourself anyway. Like, why are you bargaining with your roommate about like cleaning up after your dishes? Like, that's disgusting. This
No,
is, see, this is why I probably could
get the
never live
bathroom
with,
though. Nobody likes the bathroom.
but this is why I probably could never live with like another person that isn't like my partner, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd be so annoyed. So anyway, she agrees. She's like, fine, I'll go. Now we cut to Natasha, and she's very excited that she's getting to work with Max Winter. And she's with Dawson in her trailer, and she's like, Dawson, I'm literally gonna kiss Max Winter.
Yeah, she's like fangirling about it.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect. Perfect word. She's fangirling.
Oh my God, I'm gonna kiss this total hottie. Honey, no, trust
He
me.
just reminds me of somebody that just had a crush on him for like his whole career. You know?
Probably did.
It's like how Katie Holmes had a crush on Tom Cruise and then she married him and had a child with him. Isn't
Yeah, still weird.
So Dawson's like, he's got a lot of hair, that guy. And then as they're talking, we see Max knocking on her trailer door and he comes in and he wants to run lines with her. And she's like, yeah, let's run lines. So then Max sees Dawson and he's like, you know, if I'm interrupting anything, I could come back. She's like, no, stay. We can run lines. And Dawson gets up and he's just sort of like there. He's just like lingering, you know? And Max turns around. They're like, so they start running lines. And then Max turns around. And he's like, hey.
Can you leave? Because like I'm kind of trying to get a feel for this girl right now. Step off, bro.
No, he says, rehearsing makes him vulnerable. So he needs to be alone with her.
Whatever, man.
Oh, that's what I was gonna say. When he says all this stuff to her and like how he wants to hang out with her, I don't know, for some reason I kept thinking maybe he's just gay and he like maybe like nothing happened because he's
No,
like,
I got a total sleazeball vibe from him the moment that he started opening his mouth and talking when he first walked on scene. Sleazeball.
well, I don't know if we're gonna find out or not next episode. I hope we do.
Hope he's gone. I hope he left.
Yeah, I don't think I think this is the only episode that he did.
This scene's done. He's dead. Yeah.
So Dawson leaves and he sort of like second guesses, like, should he go back in? But he just,
Yeah.
no, I trust her. It's fine. And he leaves. So now Emma and Pacey are dress shopping. They've been there for a while because he picks out one and he says, like, can you go try this on? And she's like, that looks like something my grandmother would wear. And he's like, well, there's this whole slit up the leg. And she goes, my grandmother's a sexy lady.
It should,
That was
nothing in
funny.
that store was for style. That was the problem.
Well, yeah. Well, that's what he's trying to do, though. He wants her to dress in this like really, really nice dress. Because we find out later why. But she's like, you know, what's wrong with my regular clothes? And he goes, all of your clothes are held together with safety pins. And she says, it's individuality. Ever heard of it? And I wrote, it's really not individuality because you're just copying something that you thought looked cool. Nobody is really that individual when you're just wearing something else that somebody else wears.
Yeah.
Like, it's not individuality. Like, you're in the, she's in this whole punk scene. That's not in being individual. You fall into like a certain category of people that you like enjoy. So, like, that's why you dress like that.
You see other clothes and styled like that, and decide, I like that, and then you take it and make it your own.
I mean, that's individuality. What she does to that dress is individuality, but like she's not really being an individual when she's just copying purple in her hair because she likes punk. So many people do that. You know, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it's
I
like
don't know.
I mean, I think I'm an individual, but like I don't think I dress so different that like I stand out, you know? I
Yeah.
dress like for comfort or whatever, but like I'm not dressing because I think I like wear such different clothes that it's so different from everybody else's. I'm not like, I don't know how to explain it. She's not an individual because she looks like every other punk goth girl. I don't know. She's in her own genre of people.
Right.
So then he gives her like a ton of dresses to go try on, and she's trying them on, and he's like sitting there, and he starts to tell her something about this party, and he's like, you know, it's not your average office party. And then she comes out, and she kind of like stops him from talking, and she's in this like long black dress, and he's like, that's it, you look amazing.
That's the dress. That's the one.
She's
You're
like,
hot.
are you sure?
I feel like I'm a granny in this dress.
And it's $300, but he doesn't care. He's like, no, that's the dress. Emma, that's the dress you're gonna wear. She's like, all right, mate.
Not even realizing who he's dealing with this. Like,
My God, it's so stupid. Wait, well, let me get to that scene. I'll explain it. It's just so silly.
I actually was a little bit angry she destroyed that dress. So somebody spent $300 on me specifically for this dress, and then I went and destroyed said dress. Like, yeah, I would have had a little bit of remorse there. I would have been like, oh, you know, I don't know.
But
I
he
don't know.
didn't tell her. He didn't tell her why. So, like, she had every right to.
Oh,
It's
but
her
it's
dress
not
now.
even, I guess. I don't know. So here's my thing with it, right? He made such a big thing about, like, yeah, but all your dresses have safety pins and shit in it, you know what I mean? And then what did she do? She did the same thing that he was literally just complaining about. Like, he was just complaining about that. No, you can't wear those. The dress all have like safety pins and stuff in it. And then she went and turned around and put safety pins in the dress. The literal reason why he bought her a dress to begin with is to get her something that didn't have safety pins in it, and that's what she did with the dress. Like, that's what I'm talking about right there.
Well, I guess
Like,
he wanted to be an individual.
yeah, well, it's somebody else's expense, apparently.
If Pacey had just not, if they did not do that dumb TV thing where they just forget what they were saying in the moment and said to her, look, you have to look amazing because, like, if you're the
Because I need
hottest
you
girl
as my
there,
man.
I'll win
Yeah.
$1,000, you know? Then
Right.
he probably wouldn't have done that. And why did they end up going separately?
I don't know. Maybe she had like work.
I get. I don't know. Maybe she had
Band
band
practice.
practice.
She might have had band practice or work or something that she had to do, but like, that's what I was mad about. Like, I understand her, it's her dress and she wants to make it her own. And that's fine. But he literally, the reason why, and he explained this, the reason why he was buying her a dress was because the ones that she had, he didn't want her to wear because it's being held together with safety pins and stuff. You know what
No,
I
I get
mean?
it.
That was literally his reasoning. He said that as much to her. So the fact that he bought her a $300 dress that didn't have safety pins on it, he wanted a normal dress for her to wear, and then she turned around and did that. I feel like that was a slap to Pacey's face. She could have waited until after the party to then make it her own. You know what I
That's
mean? Until
true.
it served its purpose. But he literally explicitly said, like, you can't wear those dresses. Like, I need you to wear something else. Like, you can't, they're all being held. Like, that's what he was complaining about. There's a reason why they went dress shopping. I'll get you a dress that doesn't have all this stuff in it. And then she went and did that. It was a slap to the face, in my opinion. She didn't care.
No, you're right. I agree with you. He was, you know, explicit about that.
Yeah.
So yeah, she was kind of wrong for doing that because he did make a comment about the safety pins and all that.
Yeah, like I there I this is what I need from you.
Emma
I'll
just
get you a new dress.
doesn't give a fuck, apparently.
No, apparently. Gosh.
Like, do you see this purple strip in my hair? I'm an individual. So we cut to Joey, and she's at Eddie's apartment. She's fast asleep on his futon or whatever it is. And he comes home and he covers her up, and he ends up sleeping on the floor in his jean jacket.
Bully's a different type of jacket right now.
Oh, right. It's not his red vest.
Right.
He doesn't have another blanket to spare for himself. Like, he has to, you know?
The man's probably surviving on ramen noodles and Philly pretzels.
Philly. So we go into the next day, and now it's the morning, and he's waking her up with some coffee, and he's like, I didn't want to disrupt you because I don't know your routine and such. And he's like, did you make good use of your time while in my apartment? Oh, so yeah, he says, did you make good use of your time while in my apartment? And she says she's ready. She's going to set the curb, meaning she studied all night.
Yeah.
And then he goes, you go tiger or something like that. And then that makes her all horny because she wants to start kissing him. Yeah,
Yeah,
they
she's
start
like,
making out.
I like that you called me tiger.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he says, did you look around for any skeletons in my closet or whatever? She's like, I did look
All
in
right,
the medicine
again.
cabinet. We'll discuss the dandruff shampoo later. And I tripped over your ice skates. And he goes, well, I like to play hockey. And he goes, she goes, they were figure skates. And he goes, I may skate a little. I possess a certain masculine grace. And she goes, you think I'm going to let you get away with that one? And he goes, I'm going to have to find a way to keep you quiet. Like putting my penis in your
Ease.
mouth. She's like, sounds like a deal, Eddie, Mr. Dowling. So they're kissing again. They start making out again. And she stops to tell him that she's like, I have to tell you something, Eddie. And he's like, great. What the fuck could you like possibly have to tell me while we're making out? And she's like, I'm not the type of girl who sleeps with a guy after only one date. And I have a certain pattern when it comes to sex, like long, protected, tension-filled waiting periods full of dramatic buildup, possibly lasting years. And she's like, I wasn't expecting anything here. Like, I don't mind taking it slow. And she's like, well, that's nice to hear, but that's not what I'm saying. When I woke up last night, I was hoping you'd be in bed with me and not on the floor so we could have hot, middle of the night, passionate sex while we're half asleep. And she was like, I was laying there trying to think of a reason why not to break my tradition with you. And I couldn't think of one. And they're like playing with each other's fingers and being all weird and creepy. And she's like, say something before I die of embarrassment. And then he kisses her. And then they get into this whole thing where they start like getting all hot and heavy. And then she's taking off his shirt. And now they're on top of each other and they're banging. They're having morning sex now. But this is the first time they had sex together. So my question is, Jamie, do you think Joey gives blowjobs? I wonder if she's a blowjob girl.
I don't know. It looked like they kind of just got into it.
I bet you she's the kind of girl that's like, ew, Eddie, I can't get it past my nose. But I bet you she blew Pacey.
Mean, I don't know. I can't say that that's crossed my mind.
It has mine, and I'm curious to
well,
know.
obviously it has.
We all know Jen's a blowjob girl, and we all know Audrey's definitely like into anal. So I'm just wondering what Joey's into. That's all.
Well,
And she takes years to have sex with somebody.
I
Oh my
always
God.
like that.
I bet you she barely even jerks the guy off. I bet you. She probably sits there and she's like afraid that, like, when he gets off, she's like, oh my God, Eddie, I need a tissue.
Get it off me, get it off me.
It's
I
so
can't
sticky.
move. It's so sticky.
He's like, well, what were you expecting? You thought you were pregnant once, Joey. What did you think was going to happen?
Oh, God.
So they're laying in their in so they're laying in his futon post coitus, and he's like, would it be corny if I told you how beautiful you look right now? And she says, yeah, considering I plan on never calling you again.
Oh God.
And he's like, well, how about I make you French toasts? And she's like, I think that can be arranged as long as you help me study. She's like, what time is it anyway? You woke me up at dawn. It has to be around like 9, right? So then she reaches back and she gets his alarm clock.
Yeah.
And she freaks out. She's like, 11 o'clock? Like, my whole thought was they were in this like lovey-dovey, they just had sex, like laying together, all tired, cocoon in bed under blankets, and like just relaxed, you know what I mean? And then all of a sudden, that whole thing changed when she jumped up and realized she was missing her final exam. That is just how shit happens on this show. You go from one extreme to the next. And he sort of like says that to her later in the episode.
Yeah.
But it just, I was like, it is relatable because, like, I've gone through stuff like that where you're like, one moment you're like, so like,
Comfortable and sneaky, and you look at the time, you're like, oh, I gotta go, I'm late.
I know. You're like, oh my God, how did this happen?
Where did the
But
time go?
she jumps up out of bed and she's like, I can't believe you would let me, how could you let me sleep? And he's like, I didn't. You know, we both kind of passed out after we fucked each other. So like, what did you expect, Joey? And he says, maybe I'm more fond of spooning than the average guy. I'm sorry I let you fall asleep. I didn't know I was on Potter watch. She's like, my life is ruined. I have 1 hour left on my 3 hour exam and I'm 20 minutes away from campus. And he says, I'll get you there in 10. So now I'm confused. I'm confused about the timing now.
Yeah, because it was 2 hours and now it's not. But I mean, he's driving
So
and he's not
20
taking the
minutes by
bus.
car, 2 hours by bus. That doesn't still doesn't make sense
I
time-wise.
don't know, maybe that bus has a lot of stops on its route.
Guess
Dude, do you want to see? I don't know if you'd be able to see this. This is crazy. I just found one of my hairs in my blanket and it's like brown, 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 gray. And you
I
can
can't.
see literally where like the color in my hair, the melanin just stops.
I can't see
And
it.
now it's just gray hair. I know. I don't, you definitely can't see that shit. No. So,
No, I can't see the science experiment you're trying to show me.
I just found it. I'm like, oh, look, a piece of my hair. And then I'm like, oh, look, this is the life expectancy. Look, it's brown, 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 brown.
Right.
Stops being brown and then it's just gray. So that means when this hair grows back, because now it's out, it's just going to be another gray hair to add to my collection.
Well, can you see this? I'm getting gray right here.
Dude, I have so much gray hair.
And I'm getting it in my facial hair. It's like a lot. I noticed it the other day when I was
Old.
shaving.
We're old.
I don't feel like I look like I'm 43 though.
You don't.
Don't feel 43 either. Okay, so he pulls up to right at her class. She runs out of the car. He's yelling after her. He's like, "Joey, Joey, Joey." And she's like, "Fuck you. I have to go to class." And she
Like
gets in.
what did he want from her as she's running to her already late exam? Like what did he want?
I guess he was
Why
going to
did
be
he
like, don't worry, you'll be fine, or whatever. Like, maybe you'd give her some words of encouragement. Who knows?
want?
But she was, you know, she already had like a one-track mind being like, I got to get to my class.
Yeah. Yep, I got a test to take and I only got 30 minutes to take it.
And that's it, that's all she's got left. So now we're at Pacey's holiday office party, and Rich comes up and introduces his date, some blonde woman. I have no idea who she was. And Pacey's still waiting for Emma. So then Emma walks in. Her dress is all done over with the safety pins. She's got her hair up, all done up. And the way they look at her when she walks in, you would think she had like, she was covered in shit or something. Like, she was wearing the most obscene outfit that you could ever imagine at this dumb office holiday party. Like,
No, she didn't look bad at all. She looked cute. She
no.
just was different than all the other women there.
But this is what I mean. Like, for 2002, this was considered like strange. Like that, what she's wearing at this party is so
I feel
normal
like
now.
for her age though, probably. Like, and this is why. So in 2002, I was rocking that shit, right? I was 12. And I had the safety pins in my shirts and the pins all over my book bag. And like, I didn't have the streaks or anything in my hair because I wasn't old enough. Like, I couldn't do that stuff. You know what I mean? But like, I was developing that punker skater scene. She's an adult woman going to an adult party where everybody is dressed like adults. Not saying that you couldn't, you know what I mean? But I feel like for that time period, that's what the kids were doing.
Yeah.
That's my input on it. She went to a party where you have all of these like blue collar, these guys are brokers or whatever. Like that's what they're doing. They're like adults. This isn't like I work at a retail store and we're having a holiday party. This is like these people have like degrees and shit. You know what I mean? Like they have licensings. This
Right.
isn't like a normal thing. This is a whole different caliber of a setting. Am I like making sense? I don't know. I
Yeah,
just.
you're saying that she's too old to be wearing that.
It's just like she's just not in the right. It's I don't know. I feel like then it was well, that's what the kids were wearing. I mean, maybe adults were wearing it. I never saw any adults wearing that stuff. It was always just kids my age that was wearing that stuff. But I mean, not saying that they couldn't. I'm sure they were. But like at the same time, you're going to an office party. This isn't like at the bar. I don't know. It's just a different scene. Honestly, I'm really kind of surprised that Pacey asked her. Like I think the only reason why he asked her is because she was hot and probably the only girl that was in his life that like might have had the freedom to do it.
Yeah,
But
Jen wasn't around either.
right. It's not, it wasn't this girl's scene, you know what I mean? It's not her style. Not saying she should have to change herself to go to this party or anything like that. It's just like I don't know what Pacey was expecting, although like I said, I am disappointed that she was aware of his wishes. He bought her that dress. She destroyed that dress, aware of it. And then just, I honestly low key kind of wonder if she wanted to do it just to make a scene. Like if you think about it, she
I
already
think
knew
she
his wishes on
did.
the and she was like, fuck that, even though you bought this $300 dress for me to wear at this like office party. But look at, I don't know, she slapped him in the face and wanted to make a scene on it. I don't like, okay, I guess you want the attention. I don't know.
You like Emma?
Not today, apparently. Normally I like her. Like the last episode I really liked her. I like what she had to say. I like the way she thinks about things. You know what I mean? And she's like truthful about it. But I just didn't really like I didn't really like her this episode. And like, yes, she didn't want to go, but she also made a deal and agreed to go. So you agreed to do this. Pacey already expressed his wishes on this. He literally bought you a dress, an
Oh my
expensive
God.
fucking dress.
I
And
know.
then he slapped him in the face about it, knowing what his wishes were, and showed up to make a scene, all under the guise of individuality.
Jamie, you said he bought her a dress for $300 like 17 times.
I'm just pissed off, dude. Like, if somebody bought me a $300 dress, I wouldn't want to fucking destroy it like that. Like,
Wait,
I don't know.
if you were like a huge like SpongeBob SquarePants fan and somebody bought you this dress and you were going to this party, you wouldn't like find like a SpongeBob patch to put on this dress to
Dude,
show
I'm a
your
freaking huge
individuality?
BTS fan. You don't see me putting BTS all over my clothes.
Oh, okay. So you wouldn't have put like I love Jimin on the back of this dress so that everybody can.
No, somebody spent $300 on me. I would wear it the way that it was meant to be worn, at least for that event. You know what I mean? And then once that event is over, I know I'm never going to wear this dress ever again, then yeah, I would take artistic liberties to it and make it my own. But literally, this person, like, if my boyfriend or my roommate walked up to me, like, hey, I need you to do me a favor. Like, will you go to this party with me? But here's the thing, there's kind of like a dress code. Like, you can't wear your normal clothes. I will buy you the dress for you to wear, but will you do this for me? And I agreed to it, then I would wear the fucking dress that we both agreed on. I wouldn't destroy the dress and show up in the fucking scene after you explicitly told me, like, I can't wear the normal clothes. It's not that kind of party. That's what bothers me. Now, after the party is done and all is said and done, and I know that I'm never going to use this dress again as is, yes, then I would take artistic liberties. It is mine, and it served its justice. If this is what it was going to do, but I agreed to this. You know what I mean? I agreed to this party. I agreed with the understanding that I can't wear my normal clothes. That the reason why you're buying me this dress is for this party as is. Like, I just think she was wrong. If she didn't want to go that bad, she should have just said no. But instead, she wanted to do this. She agreed to do this. And then she went and did that. And you know what I mean? Slap Pacey in the face at the same time. So, yeah, I'm pissed off if you can't tell. Like, I would never do that. If somebody spent that much money on me, I wouldn't do that. Not at least for that event.
It's okay. It's just the TV show. All right. Well, Pacey's not happy, so
No.
he's like, can I have a word with you? Pacey tells her, like, what did you do? Like, you're supposed to wear the dress. And she's like, blah, blah, blah. I really didn't want to wear it. So she's like, I'll be at the punch bowl if you need me. She's like, bye.
Thanks for
So
inviting me to go over here now.
yeah,
But yeah.
the more you say it and the more I'm reading like how she reacts to him. She is kind of being an asshole. Like, she could have just wore the dress and just went to the party and just for one night just looked like not punk rock and
I mean,
enjoyed
it's
with
not gonna
Pacey.
hurt her. It's not
Yeah.
gonna kill her. It's not gonna give her a bad rep for going against her individuality, dude. She was just dressing per the occasion. That's it. That's all it
It's
was.
like,
She was somebody a favor that she agreed to do, and that's all it was. It wasn't gonna like do anything.
so it's because Emma just started dressing like that. So she can't give up how she dresses. She has to continue dressing like that. Because if she does, then she'll go back to normalcy like she was. She doesn't want to be normal.
Whatever. Whatever. It's just ridiculous.
So we cut to the movie set and we see Natasha and Max Winter filming this disco scene. Did you notice that Natasha bumps into one of the extras?
No, I didn't notice that she bumped into one of the extras.
Yeah, when she was doing like her dancing, she bumped right into them. And the extra looked a little like, oh. And then you could tell like Natasha was like, I didn't mean to do that. I'm surprised they kept it in. It was weird.
Probably didn't think people would notice. Because I
I did.
didn't.
I noticed it. I'm always looking at the background actor. So they finish the scene, and Todd tells Dawson that Natasha and Max have really good chemistry. And Dawson's like, yeah, I guess so, sure. So we see Max and Natasha are talking, and Max says something like, I'm sure your boyfriend isn't too happy about me kissing you. And she goes, my boyfriend, I don't have a boyfriend. And he goes, well, I thought that guy Dawson was. And she goes, Dawson? He's just a PA. And Dawson hears all this because they're all mic'd. And Todd hears it as well because they cut to Todd looking at Dawson like, oh, mate. Oh, no, mate.
I mean, like, does she forget that she had a camera on her? Like, I don't.
She's like green to acting, apparently, to movies, I guess. This is her first film. I don't know.
She's stupid. Like, I don't understand.
I didn't like the way she said it. I thought it was kind of
Oh.
very, very rude. So she was
It
like,
was ick, man. Ick.
Dawson's just the PA. Like, I would never date a PA. Meanwhile, she's fucking his brain. Meanwhile, she got mad at him because he broke out with her.
I know. I don't like her. I officially don't like her.
And
I
two
don't know what our
episodes
game.
ago, she's telling him how much, like, being there means to her because of him. This is what I mean. Like, these people make
Yeah.
no sense. So now we cut to Joey having a nervous breakdown because she's at Hudson's. And this motherfucker, like, I mean, on one hand, I think he's correct. But on the other hand, I think he's just a fucking asshole.
Yeah,
He's.
I honestly, with this whole situation with her and asking to retake the test and doing all of this stuff, I have to side with the teacher. It was her responsibility to be there. She wasn't there on time. He has to hold her to the same standard as everybody else. You know what I mean? If he just went and let her retest it, like it's not like she was in an accident or something. That wasn't the case. She wasn't, there was no reason why she couldn't have gotten there in time. Like, if there was something that happened that was outside of her control, then yes, I could understand letting her retest. Like, you couldn't control this. This isn't your fault. Somebody, you got into an accident that somebody hit you, or like, I don't know, you got really sick and ended up in the hospital or something. Like, I could understand that. But she screwed up.
No, she was getting screwed. That's what happens.
She got screwed and she screwed up and she didn't. I would have never fallen asleep, dude. I would
I
have
wouldn't
never fallen
either.
asleep.
I would have, honestly, Jamie, I probably wouldn't have even been able to have sex. I would have been like so
Too
unfocused because I.
nervous. Like, I was too focused on school and I got this test, and like, that would have been the last thing that was on my mind. Honestly, I 110% agree with you. Having sex with this dude would have been the last thing that was on my mind. I'd have been like, I have to go. I'm going to get there. I want to get some last minute studying in. I want to get a cup of coffee. I want to make sure that I'm clean and I get there on time so I can get this done because this is what I've been obsessing about all week. And like, that's where my mind would have been. So like, I mean, but whatever, to each their own. But the bottom line is, this is her fault. This was
Yeah.
completely within her realm of control. And I side with the teacher, even though he was a dick and he probably could have handled it better. I mean, he was right in the beginning when she goes to his house or
Yeah.
whatever. I completely sided with him. When he showed up at the bar later, he
That
was an
was messed up.
asshole. I
Yeah,
didn't agree with that. I did not
that was
agree with that. That
me either.
was unnecessary.
So while she's at his house, he's telling her no, and it's your responsibility. She's like, you can't be this vindictive. And he says, that's where you're wrong. This is about rationality. I have to apply the same set of standards to all of my students, or else I'm not being fair. It's nothing personal. It's a tough break, kid. And then he closes the door in her face. And he tells her she's gonna get a D. So she'll be passing, but she's gonna get a D. And she like freaks out and
sits on this front steps crying because she's like, my God, my life is over because I had some D. She's getting a D in his class because she got some D. Oh my God. Like a circle moment for her.
I was a little bit confused at first on why she was so upset because she still got a passing grade, but then later she does say like she's gonna lose her scholarship, and I can completely understand why she's so upset. However, you did this to yourself.
Wait,
Make better choices. If you're riding on a scholarship, that would be the only thing I'm thinking about, not dick. So
I didn't think she had a scholarship. I thought Dawson paid for her schooling.
fair point. Unless she had, no, I think she had a scholarship. She got the scholarship, but it only paid partial. Remember? That sounds right. She only
No.
had partial, and everything else they wanted her to finance, but they couldn't afford it. So then Dawson paid for it.
Oh,
So,
because Bessie made too much money, remember?
right. Bessie made too much and she couldn't get financial aid or anything like that.
Oh, right.
So Dawson made up the difference with his prize money. So she still has a scholarship. If she would have lost that, they probably would have charged her more money, and it's money that she can't afford. So that's why she was freaking out. But then again, if you are aware of this, then you probably should have been thinking about that and not this dude's penis. Just
And
saying.
his red vest.
Yeah.
Well, don't all girls just worry about penis, Jamie? You tell me. You're a girl. Like, isn't
No.
that what all you girls care about? Or it's getting dick?
No.
I mean, that's what all gay guys care about. So
That's not my concern. I'm
now,
not a crazy horny bitch, so.
not a crazy horny bitch. Well, I am. Now we're with Max and Natasha. They're filming his death scene, and his hair looks good in this. I will say that. Everybody loves it. She does this terrible overacting scream, and they all cut. Like they're all excited. Natasha goes over to Dawson, and she's like, "Aren't you going to say anything about my performance?" And he says, "Yeah, you were great. You always are. You're quite the actress, Natasha." And she keeps looking over at Max while she's talking to Dawson. It's so irritating. It's like,
Yeah.
what are you doing? So she's like, I know we were supposed to hang out tonight, but Max invited me out for a drink as like a final goodbye. You could totally come if you want to. And he's like, oh, I can't. I have to do something for Todd. And she's like, okay, bye. She like runs away. So she's
I
kind of
mean,
disgusting. I don't like that.
I don't like it either, and I really don't know what to believe, especially because like he went to her hotel room.
You know what
Maybe
bothers
because she's
me?
watching Netflix, but I think she's full of shit.
What bothers me is that she's not telling him, like, Dawson, like, if this bothers you, I won't go.
She doesn't know, dude. Like, there's, yeah, I don't like her. I'm ready for her to, I'm ready for this movie to wrap it up and for her to go back to wherever she came from.
or she could be like, Dawson, hanging out with him might help me get my next role, which is what Todd was kind of explaining to Dawson. But she doesn't say any of this stuff. She's just being so ambiguous or blatantly obvious about her like feelings for this guy. This like schoolgirl crush she has. But she doesn't ever ask Dawson how he's feeling about the situation, and he's just supposed to go along with it. So to me, that says she's not on the same page as him at all. It's weird.
No.
Which I thought they were. Like, I don't understand.
No.
Now we're back at Pacey's party. And Rich tries to make fun of Emma to her face because he makes a comment about her dress and she picks up on it immediately, which I loved. And she totally like fights back with him. She calls him a schmuck and she says that he has a small dick, which I thought was funny. And Pacey's standing there laughing and that's pissing Rich off even more. And well, Pacey is enjoying it, but Pacey's also trying to like move Emma away from the situation because he knows that it's going to affect him somehow now. And Rich tells Pacey that Emma's doing a good enough job ruining his image all by herself. And Emma's like, I need to go to the loo before I say anything Pacey will regret. I was like, why did she go to this party now?
That's what I'm saying, dude. You're gonna come in and like talk. I just.
Well, he was being a fucking asshole to her. So,
No,
like,
he's an asshole, period. He's a dick. Nobody likes this dude. And I don't like that he's constantly like, listen, it's my way, or you can just, get fired. Like, the amount, like, he's like an HR's nightmare. But
Yes. Who
everybody's
wouldn't?
afraid to go to HR because they're afraid of this dude for whatever reason. Like, I don't know.
Because they're afraid his like jaw's going to retract and he's going to eat them whole at night because that's what he looks like.
Yeah.
If I was at one of Justin's holiday parties with him and somebody that he worked with said something or like his whatever, they said something to me that was offensive, I would not stand there and take it. And he knows that. I would not stand there and be like, or I would expect him to defend me, but I would not be like, oh, right. You're making fun of me. Let me just stand here and take it. Fuck you. I'd be like, you're
Agreed.
disgusting. Like, why are you talking to me like that? Definitely would not allow that to happen. So I am happy that she stood up for herself. And I like that Pacey wasn't putting her down at the same time. I'm glad that he was sort of like going along with her. But on the same hand, it also kind of hurt him with Rich, even though Rich is fucking disgusting himself. So I don't know.
Yeah, no, he's always disgusting. Every time he walks in the scene, I'm like, I don't like this dude.
I hate his dumb face. He's always just like, hey, Pace, hey, Witter, your future's bleak because I'm your boss. He's such a fucking loser. I don't know. But the way they act, like, I know that you're not about her, like, what are they called? The pins? What are they called? She has on her dress, the pins.
They're like they're safety pins.
Safety pins. I know you're not all about the safety pin thing, but like, I don't think she looks bad. And the fact that they keep
She
talking to
doesn't.
her,
She
like
doesn't. She
she's wearing
doesn't.
like this like horrendous outfit is hysterical to me.
Again, it's because it's the caliber of people. You know what I mean? She doesn't look bad. She looks good,
I
but
want to
she
say the
doesn't
caliber of
belong at
people.
that kind of party.
They're all douchebags, even the women.
This is what I mean by caliber, though. They're the snobby rich people, right? Or the wannabe snobby rich people. So they're all wearing this type of thing and they look down on anybody that's different. And her knowing what Pacey does and the fact that he walks in on a snobby suit and goes to work every single day, like she should have already had an idea of what she was walking into. And I can commend her for not giving a shit, but at the same time, what she doesn't think about is how it's going to affect Pacey.
Yeah.
Because she's only thinking about herself.
True. That's true. That I agree with. She is being selfish.
Yeah.
All in the name of individuality.
Whatever.
So, we cut to Joey. She's going to work at Hell's Kitchen. She's so upset. And Eddie tells her that he thinks it'll all be okay. All you need to do is talk to Hudson and reason with him. I'm sure he'll understand. I was like, okay, Eddie, like, shut up. She's like, I already tried that and he doesn't care. She's like, I'm gonna lose my scholarship. It's over. And he goes, well, try not to be so melodramatic. And she goes, melodramatic? And he goes, so he goes, I think you're having a little worst case scenario freak out, maybe forgetting the bigger things at hand. And she says, what's bigger than me getting kicked out of school? And he says, you've already escalated from losing your scholarship to getting kicked out of school. You just take all this stuff way too seriously. And she says, and I guess what I'm learning about you is that you don't take anything seriously. So he says, he just tries to pay attention to the things that matter. And she says, and what matters to you, Eddie? I don't know what your dreams are, so I don't know how to explain it to you. Come to think of it, I don't really know anything about you at all. And he goes, well, you're pretty good at assuming things about me.
Wait, pot need kettle, okay? Because he does a whole lot of assuming on his own end. And what really bothers me is he's just like, I'm focused on the things that matter. Okay, things that matter to you might differ just from person to person. Joey's literally trying to make something of herself to get out of the situation she's been in her entire life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she's busted her ass. She's worked hard to get that scholarship, to be able to go to this school, to get a better education, to get the fuck out. What has he done?
Pretended to be a student.
Right. And works at a bar. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying that their goals are different, and he needs to respect the fact that she has different goals. And he doesn't.
Right. She says everything I've shown together through flimsy assumptions. Whatever that means. She's like, I strung everything together. I think about you through flimsy assumptions. And he goes, well, maybe your powers of deduction are particularly strong. And she goes, you know what? Maybe I should have just stuck to my original pattern. And he says, oh, and that was making you so happy. She says, at least I knew what I was getting myself into. Everything new I try seems to backfire. She's like really upset in this scene.
Yeah.
It was very believable. He goes, well, that's how people grow, Joe. They learn from their mistakes. She says, I guess avoiding Joey's path less taken is a smarter way to go. And he says, he doesn't want what happened last night to be a mistake to her. But I guess it was. And I was like, it didn't happen last night. It happened that day. Like, what is he talking about? I guess meaning last night she went to his house.
I guess. I don't know. These guys are ridiculous. I'm so over these
Isn't it crazy
relationships.
that they just had sex for the first time and they're having this massive argument about each other?
Yeah, I know. And then Joey's like second guessing her choices again. Like, oh, why did I do this? I shouldn't have slept with Hugh. Why did I give the chance? Why did I go outside of my normal
I know, which is a crazy
process?
way to it's a crazy way to think though at her age. Like she made an adult decision and she was happy in the moment. Like she can't be mad about that. And I mean, he is saying some things to her that are going to trigger her, but at the same time, he doesn't know her that well and she doesn't know him that well. They're
No, they
still
don't.
getting to know each other. So I know the next time he's not going to call her melodramatic. But
I just like see, she's wishing that the entire situation never happened because if the entire situation never happened, she would have made her class on time.
right.
Totally understandable. I get that. Although to blame somebody else for your lack of like attention, that's not fair. However, this is partly why, like, I never slept around. I did the same thing where I dated somebody and I got to genuinely get to know them to make sure that we were compatible enough to actually get that intimate because the one thing that I didn't want to happen was for me to, like, become vulnerable with somebody and then for it to blow up in my face. So I don't know, man.
Well,
Like, it's just
I don't think Joey's sleeping around. She just decided to sleep with him.
No, but what the difference is, and what she was saying was that every time, it was this long drawn out process. She got to know the person. There was a lot of build up, and then eventually it happened, and we're talking like over years. You know what I mean? Not saying, I mean, years is a really long time, but
Right.
instead she barely knows this guy, and she's like, "Why not?" And then it blows up in her face, which is making her second guess herself. So I had a point to this, and I'm not sure what that point was right now.
She went out of her comfort, you said it. She went out of her comfort zone. And when you go out of your comfort zone and things like this happen, you regret those decisions. That's
Right.
exactly what she did. She's now regretting that she did any of this because if had she not, then she wouldn't have missed her final.
Now, however, with that being said, if she would have made this decision, but they didn't have a final and it was just normal everyday business, this situation wouldn't have happened. So again, it also comes down to timing. The problem is these two
Everything
don't
comes
know
down
each
to
other
time.
very well. They don't know each other very well. So when they're faced with this kind of a situation, now they're not in agreement and they're fighting because they don't know each other. And obviously their goals are very different in life. And neither of them are understanding that. He's not understanding it. The only thing that we've seen these two do is make a bunch of assumptions about each other consistently because nobody's opening up enough.
And fight.
Right. And that's normal. For people that don't know each other, not everybody just opens up like a book and wants to tell you your whole life story. That takes time. It takes like energy and it takes like attempts. It takes attempts to want to get to know somebody. And right now, everything that they've been doing with each other has been very superficial. It's been very superficial. He's not letting her in and she's been trying. I mean, she's been trying to get to know him. He's not letting her in for whatever reason. Like, and she hasn't, and he hasn't been asking, you know what I mean, questions about her. Like, these two, I don't think that this guy is mature enough, if you want my honest opinion. I don't think that where he is in life, he's ready for a relationship with somebody like Joey.
I wonder if
I
Betty was
don't think that
even.
he's in a relationship with some, like, I don't, whatever reason, whatever his hang up is, like, he cannot handle a relationship with somebody like Joey. And he's proving that every day by like his behavior. Yeah, he's attracted to her. Yes, he wants to sleep with her. Yes, he likes flirting with her. But again, all of that shit's superficial. He's not actually trying to get to know her. He still isn't really trying to get to know her. He's not trying to understand that this is important to her and he doesn't care. You know what I mean? Because right when he just said is like, you know what I mean? You're taking this too seriously. I'm focusing on the important things in life. So you basically just said that something that's important to her isn't important to her. Like it shouldn't be important.
Yeah,
Do you know what I mean?
I did think that was fucked up because he doesn't get it.
No, he doesn't. He's very focused on himself and like he just doesn't think that it's a big deal, but to her it is, and it just goes to show like these two, like they're not compatible. They're not compatible. They're not on the same page. I cannot wait for him to disappear. Like I'm done with him.
What if they both wore matching red vests?
No, that just because you have similar tastes in clothes doesn't make you compatible. It just means you have one thing in common. Stupid fucking clothes.
Like safety pin dresses. Speaking of, Emma hears two women talking about her in the bathroom, and they're like, "Did you see that girl that's here with Pacey? That fake British accent?" Just funny. It's
Funny,
not a real
because it
accent.
is.
So she comes out, and they're like, and she was even rude to Rich, like King Rich. And she comes out, and she's like, "Well, he deserved it. He's disgusting." And they're like, "I don't understand what you're doing that for. Don't you understand what this party's all about?" And she's like, "What are you talking about?" And she's like, "Whoever has the hottest date wins $1,000." And she's just like stares at them. I honestly thought she was gonna go out and look like so hot and do something, but she leaves.
Yeah, right. And
I
that's the other
maybe she's
thing
gonna try to
too.
win.
I would have like Yeah, honestly, that's probably what I would have tried to do, but I don't know what she could have done. And at this point, she's probably like, oh, Pacey's just trying to use me. I
Yeah.
would take it as a compliment. Oh, he needed to bring some girl who was hot and he thought of me.
I know.
Okay, bet. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I don't know. I'm over this girl too, which is probably why eventually she's moving out.
You say that every episode.
I know. I can't
Emma
wait.
leaves. So Rich comes over to bother Pacey and he asks where his pseudo punk date is. And Pacey's like, "You didn't have to treat her that way. It was unnecessary." Emma's not the type of girl who's going to play down to your outdated stereotype of the lesser sex. In fact, she's probably the most eloquent and passionate person I've met in a very long time. And Rich says, "I'm sorry you just wasted your pointed outburst on me." And Pacey says, "Well, it's fine. I wasted this entire night playing this pathetic game anyway." Rich says, "Well, if you consider this such a waste of time, we could remedy that come Monday morning. You seem to have forgotten that I'm your boss. You're on thin ice. You watch it when you open your mouth to me, Witter. I'm not your friend. I'm the guy who's in charge of your future, which is currently bleak." I was like, "Fuck you. Call HR."
I don't like that. That's what I mean, dude. I don't like this guy. He's an HR nightmare.
"We can remedy that come Monday morning if you talk to me like that." Meanwhile, he got him like escorts and stuff, but that's so
Yeah.
cool.
But the problem with people like this
And
is
he makes fun of his date.
everybody's so hard sucking this guy's dick that like nobody's gonna like back Pacey.
I
Pacey's
would
still
back
the
Pacey.
outsider, dude. Yeah, and
I
me
would
too.
look, I don't like, I don't, what's it called? What's another way of saying sucking dick? I don't like kiss anybody's ass. So like if I witness this,
Polishing the knob. I don't know.
if I witness this at a party, I would be like, "Pacey, I will defend you. If you want to go to HR, I will be your witness because he was such an asshole to you."
But all of these people are literally just like on this guy, though. Like, I don't get it. Why do they
Well,
think? I don't get it.
that's why I would not be the norm. The norm, I would be
No,
like
I probably
against
would
it.
have gotten fired a long time ago.
I wouldn't have gotten fired. He would have got fired. I would have been like, "You're firing the wrong person." So now Todd and Dawson are talking, and Dawson says, Todd's like, what are you up to tonight? Like, are you hanging out with Natasha?" And he's like, "No, she's out with Max." And Todd says, "And you're doing?" And Dawson says, "Thinking of ways to kill him." Todd's like, "Productive." And he's like, "Todd, this isn't like me. I heard her lie about our relationship, and I had the chance to confront her, and I didn't. And now she's actually out with him, and I didn't say a word about it. What the hell am I even doing?" Which I thought was crazy too, because normally we would get like this dramatic Dawson Leary like throw himself on his back on his bed like moment where he like can't handle the situation.
Right.
But Todd says, "You're doing the right thing. If you confront her on a little white lie, then she'll get upset that you were eavesdropping, and that's it for the rest of your shagging privileges for the rest of the shoot. I say ignore it and try to enjoy the rest of your time here." And he says, "You may be the love of Natasha's life, I don't know, but you have no say over her next movie offer. So I say just forget about it." And Dawson says, "So just sweep it under the rug? Like, that's terrible advice, Tosh." And Dawson's like, "She has this power over me, which is sex." And Todd says, "Yeah, and that's how these women walk all over us, because they use their sexual prowess against us."
Yeah, pretty much.
And Dawson's like, "I'm just going to be honest with her. I've always been upfront about things. It's always worked in my favor." Sure, Dawson, keep telling yourself that.
Right.
Todd even says, "Let me know how
Well,
you
we'll
feel."
see. We'll see.
I wish we had the ability to do like a flashback of all the times Dawson did that and he got himself in like even worse trouble with his like significant others or like his friends. Remember when he read Joey's journal?
Yeah, oh my God, dude. Privacy. What are you doing?
Like, you read my journal, my most private, intimate thoughts of my mind? Like, Dawson, how could you do that? And he's like, "I didn't know that you didn't like me like that, Joey. Why are we even together?" And then he like throws himself off of a bridge as
Oh
they're
my
walking
God.
home. Anyway, this is when Hudson comes in. Joey's like, "What the fuck are you doing here?" She's like, "How can you sit here after everything that happened today between us?" And he's like, "Well, nothing really happened. I had nothing to do with any of it." And he's like, "I just want to eat dinner." And he gives her order or whatever. And then she walks away and she's so mad at him. And he goes, "Wait, I've changed my mind." And she's like, "What?" He goes, "I want onion rings instead of fries." I was
He's
like,
such a
"What?"
fucking asshole, dude.
I hate him. I
Yeah.
really hate him. And I hate his dumb face. And I hate how he's such a bitch with how he talks to people. Like, he really picked the wrong one with Eddie because Eddie knocks him out. Like, you can't just stand there and talk to somebody any way you want and not expect something to happen. Like, I don't care if it's verbal abuse. He was instigating a fight with him, with both of them, honestly. And he picked the wrong time because Eddie was just like, "Fuck you, dude. I don't even care." So he goes in on Eddie now. And because Eddie's like, "Can you just like give her another chance? Like, it was all my fault." And he's like, Hudson's like, "How long do you think this is going to last?" And he's like, "That's none of your business, Hudson." And he's like, "I don't even know who you are. Eddie, is that your real name? You're a fake student. Like, what did you, I'm sure the sex was great, but like, maybe you lured her there on purpose because she's having the life you wish that she, that you wish that you had or whatever." And
Jeez, this guy's looking to get punched.
he's like, "Maybe you wanted to even the playing fields because she's getting everything out of life that you always wanted." And then he's literally just running his mouth right next to his face, and Eddie just punches him right in the nose, and he falls to the ground. And Hudson has a bloody nose, and everybody's like, "Oh my God, there's a fight!" And Joey looks up, and she's like, "Oh my God, you punched Hudson for me?"
No, she's like, I'm so turned on right now.
I know. She's like, "I'm over our fight. Let's go fuck in your station wagon. I can't even make it the 2 hour drive to your house."
Maybe the school is only 20 minutes, but
Right.
Hell's Kitchen is 2 hours.
That's, yeah. Well, she makes it to Hell's Kitchen at like a pretty decent time. I don't know.
By the
Oh my
way,
God, we need maps of all of this.
I need blueprints and I need maps stat.
I'll have to message Gina Fattori again and ask her about all those. She did message me back about the Mojo
Oh, yeah.
Jojo line that Audrey says. And she goes, "Yeah, Powerpuff Girls were really big back then when we were writing for the show." And I was like, "Gina, I didn't even know that it was a Powerpuff line, from a line from Powerpuff Girls. Jamie did. I didn't." I was like, I just thought it was funny. Was funny. So we find out Eddie gets fired. He's outside now talking to Joey because she's like sitting on his car. But Hudson agreed to not sue, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
And he apologizes for calling her melodramatic. And she says, "Well, I do tend to escalate things and you tend to downplay them, but something about us still makes sense. If I'd never overslept and messed things up with Hudson, I never would have seen the side of you." The side that makes me so horny. And
Jeez.
he goes, "So the Potter path less traveled, not so bad." She goes, "It's a rocky start, but it's kind of nice here." And she's like, "You got a great right hook there, slugger." And he kisses her and she goes, "What was that for?" And he goes, "For calling me slugger. Kind of liked it." So now she's going to call him slugger and he's going to call her tiger and they're going to fuck their brains out while they're calling each other slugger, tiger, slugger, tiger, slugger, tiger. No, you didn't think that was funny?
Not particularly. I was like, I wasn't really. I'm like Slugger, Tiger, whatever, dude. They're little pet names. I'm over. I'm over these two. I'm over them.
So he's like, "I have an idea to keep our minds off of all this." And she's like, "Eddie." And he goes, "No, not that. Get your mind out of the gutter." So then we cut to Dawson, and this is when he walks by and he sees Natasha talking to Max outside of her hotel room. And they give each other a kiss on the cheek, goodbye. And Natasha goes in, and Dawson walks right by Max. And Max is like, "Hey, what's up?" And Dawson doesn't say anything. And he turns around like he's about to say something, but he doesn't say anything to him. So he goes back to his room, and then we hear somebody knock on his door, and it's Natasha. This is when she tells him that she stayed in, or it was boring. So then she came home and she watched movies or whatever. And he's like, "You're a liar. I just saw you." But he doesn't say that to her. But Natasha is horny and wants to get laid, and he's sort of like not reciprocating.
You know what I think happened? You want to know what I think happened?
He's gay. Max Winter's gay.
No, I think he hit it, right? I think they did it, and I think he's a selfish lover and she wasn't satisfied. So
Well, that's
she went back
gross.
to Dawson. I'm telling you, I don't trust this girl. I think she's full of shit. She got with the actor that she's had a big crush on and was sorely disappointed and left wanting. 'Cause he
I
seems like
mean,
he would be the selfish type. His cockiness and disgusting ick factor just kind of shows you the type of dude this guy is, and he's all about himself and the fact that he could get any girl he wants. He doesn't care about female pleasure. All he cares about is getting his rocks off. So I think they hooked up. I think she lied, and I think she was unsatisfied. So it was easier for her to just walk down the hallway and go see Dawson because she knows at least, it'll go better. I
that's
don't
so
like this girl.
disgusting, though.
Yep, sure.
I mean, I'm being judgmental. I think it's gross. If she just hooked
No,
up with
that is
him,
gross. It is gross.
if
It
she
is
didn't
gross,
get
especially if
off.
she didn't even shower or anything. But no, I mean
Yeah.
that people do that shit. Like I just, yeah.
Ew. Ew, I'm getting itchy thinking about it. Ew. I personally don't think she did anything with him. That's why she's going to his room to have sex. Because in my mind, I'm like, why would anybody do that? That's gross.
I wouldn't have invited him back to my hotel room. If they were only going to dinner, then they should have stayed at dinner. And then when it was over, she should have went back to her room alone. She didn't. He went with her.
I'm so half tempted to Google this and see what happened, but I can't. I want to wait because we already ruined the Audrey CJ thing, and I was
Yeah.
not happy about that.
I'm just saying, like I don't believe it. I mean, I don't believe her.
Don't like her either. I don't think she's an interesting character.
I just she thinks everything's a game. You know what I mean? I don't like how she handled the situation at the concert where she like they literally got taken and like they could have gotten arrested. She could have gotten him in trouble with them the shit she was saying in front of that cop about like prostitution and whatever. Like she thinks it's funny, but maybe she can afford to get out of these things because she's some actress. You know what I mean? But he's not. I don't know.
Yeah, and she's colorblind. She called a brown horse Black Beauty, so.
Yeah, she's stupid. I'm like angry with her, as you can tell. I'm not a fan.
Man,
I'm
I was trying
not
to
a fan.
find her on social media. She doesn't have any accounts because I wanted to like tag her in a picture, and I'm like so curious if she would respond back to me about like what it was like working on the show. But
Yeah.
I looked on all of their accounts too to see if they follow her, and nobody does. So it's sad. Poor Bianca Kajalik. She's not in the social media world. But yeah, he tries so hard not to give in to her. And she's finally like, "Dawson, like, what's the matter?" And then he finally does. And she turns off the light and they're going to go have sex. Our kids are all grown up. They're all fucking other people now, not instead
But
of each
no.
other. Pacey comes home. Emma's like really pissed off at him. She's like, "Did I win?" And he's like, "What are you talking about, Emma?" She's like, "Why'd you even take me there? To make fun of me?" And he's like, "No." And he apologizes to her, but he's like, I brought you there because I thought you would win. You were the most beautiful woman in that room, hands down. And he's like, and I'm not taking the piss out of you or whatever you call it. Oh, you're taking the
Taking a piss. Freaking weird, whatever lingo.
He goes, just being there with you was 10 times the prize that I was ever going to get from the soulless creeps that I work with. And there's a moment where they're just looking at each other, and then they lunge and they start making out with one another, which I did not remember happening. So they hook up, and then they hear the keys jingling in the lock, and it's Jack, and they separate. And Jack comes in and he sits down and he starts eating like a sandwich or whatever. And he's like, where's the remote? And she like pulls it out from under her ass. And they're like, what?
Yeah,
How?
I don't remember them either having any type of like intimacy or anything like that. Maybe that's the reason why she leaves. I don't really remember, dude. Like, I really don't remember what happens with this girl.
She doesn't have a boyfriend. She doesn't talk
No,
about
she
her
doesn't.
boyfriend.
There's nothing wrong with it.
I don't think there's anything wrong with them hooking up either. I just think it might ruin their situation with being
Well, that
roommates.
was kind of the point when she said, like, I don't know about having guy roommates. Like, I don't want, she didn't want to deal with any of that stuff. She didn't want to. That's why, like, Pacey moved in. He had a girlfriend he was fully committed to. Jack's gay. There was no chance of that, of falling in love or doing any of that shit.
Yeah, he even said that to her too. He was like, there's no chance that there'll be any sort of like romantic,
Right.
whatever.
But, test results came back and said that was a lie.
That's funny. They do want to fuck each other. That's hilarious. But this is Jack's only scene, by the way. He just comes in and he sits down, and he eats like a sandwich and
Yeah.
just looks back and forth at them, and they're just like, nothing happened. Wait, you know what else I was confused about? Their living room situation. The episode that Audrey and Pacey were sitting there and she was reading with her headphones and he was studying. She was sitting on a couch, the couch they were sitting on, but there was another chair in the room that Pacey was sitting on.
Yeah, the across, like catty corner kind of
But the
diagonal.
way, I don't know, because the way that they're watching TV, it would be near the TV, this chair then. But when you go back and you look at that episode, it's not. That's not how it's set up. It's so weird how they figure these things
Maybe
out. They go to
they
film.
move some furniture around. I don't know.
Yeah, it was weird. I was like, wait, why are they all sitting on the same chair when there's supposed to be another couch in here? It made no sense. That's where my mind went for whatever reason.
I don't know.
Fucking couch set up in their living room, in their ginormous mansion of an apartment. All right, so now we're on our final scene. And Eddie takes Joey to an ice rink with the help of his dad, who she met last episode. Who's a really hot daddy who I'd totally get with if I had the chance.
criminal background aside.
No, his dad, not her dad.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's right.
Her dad knows how to get into ginormous like stadiums and ice rinks and concert halls. So they're ice skating. She's like, thank you for this, for everything. And they're just being like lovey-dovey with each other. And they start ice skating. It's really cute. It was a nice way to end the episode. So they're like in a good place again. But I'm sure next week they'll start hating each other for whatever reason. And that's the end of the episode. We get the end credits. And next week, our next episode is number 10, Merry Mayhem.
Ooh, maybe it's for Christmas. Is it a Christmas episode? It's probably a
Yeah,
Christmas episode.
that's they all go back to Capeside.
Oh, this is probably when Pacey starts making money and he comes and he's got all these gifts and they get into a big fight. Yeah. Okay, I'm looking forward to it. I vaguely remember this one. Vaguely. Don't really remember a lot, but I vaguely remember it.
I'm excited to watch it too because I kind of remember. I just remember them all sitting around a table, and I know Natasha and Todd are there too.
Yeah.
So,
Oh, good. It's going to be lots of drama.
you know. All right, well, Jamie, final thoughts on this episode? Besides Emma and the dress.
No, I think I've said everything that I wanted to say about this episode. Very much looking forward to the next one I want to see. I want to see this chaos, man. Show me the mayhem.
I enjoyed the episode. I did not miss Jen or Jack for whatever reason. I just felt like it
Yeah.
was unnecessary for them to even be in the episode. I did enjoy you made me start thinking differently about Emma, even though I was totally on her side when I watched it.
I'm on her side for defending herself, but I just don't like the whole, how she treated Pacey. Like, I just feel like she just wanted to, she slapped him in the face. Like, she was very selfish and thinking, you know what I mean?
Yes, let's not get into it. Sorry.
No, that's fine. Keep going.
And I liked, like I said earlier, that Joey sort of just took control of her sexuality and decided to just have sex with somebody, even though she didn't make this big, huge ordeal about it. And I too want to know what happened between Natasha and Max. So I hope that we get into it next episode a little bit more.
Me too.
And I just want, I hope she didn't screw around behind his back, really.
I hope that my assumptions are incorrect. I'll give this girl the benefit of the doubt, but I don't like the way it looks.
Yeah, it's very shady.
And I mean, we're talking about the movie business here. People literally sleep around to proceed in their, you know what I mean, to move forward in their careers. So
I mean, I for a hot minute thought that she was sleeping with Todd, so.
right. Yeah, they kind of made us believe that though, all for whatever. But I mean, we have discussed this in the past about how that kind of works. And I mean, how many times did Todd mention like you can't control, you know, her next project or anything like that? Like she's getting to know this dude because it could open up more doors for her.
Right.
So I mean, you take that how you will, you know what I mean? You take that how you want to take it, but I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it was innocent. Maybe they just sat there eating pizza and watching TV. Maybe he was hoping to get some nookie and she didn't go for it. But I don't
That's
know.
why I keep thinking he's gay, because maybe she wanted something to happen and he was just like not about it. Who knows?
I don't know. But he was the one that was making this big ordeal about wanting to spend time with her and get to know
Because it's
her.
like
And
her persona.
he's being a slime ball about it. I don't know. Yeah, but if that was the case, though, wouldn't there be rumors circulating? Like, if he's
You
saying
never
all this stuff
know.
and acting like this kind of dude and then talking to these girls and being like, no, like, I just feel like there would be rumors circulating about it at this point.
Maybe there are, and maybe there's just they're just trying to he's trying to make it not be a thing. So that's why he's doing all this.
Yeah, maybe. I guess hopefully we'll find out.
I don't know. We'll see. All right. Well, Jamie, before we go, I wanted to read a nice comment that we got from one of our devoted listeners, Carla Blaze, who is one of our followers as well on Instagram. She wrote, "I'm having a hard time fathoming that the end is getting closer and closer. I can't wait for you guys to announce the new project slash podcast. Keep the love and laughter coming." That was really nice of her to say.
I'm excited that you're excited. Like, I really am. I hope you guys stick with us when we move on to the next project that we're gonna do, the next, you know, show we decide to recap. I'm excited for it. Steven's excited for it. I hope that you guys stick with us and we maybe gain even more people that can share the same love and excitement that we have for these shows. We're very pumped.
Yeah, we'll announce it very soon. But thank you, Carla, for sending that nice message. It was really, really sweet. We're happy that,
Thank
yeah,
you.
we're excited you're excited because we're excited. And we're excited
Everybody's
you're excited because we're excited. And
excited.
we are still enjoying doing this together, which is a good thing. So, but if you want to send us any type of feedback or like a comment or a story or anything Dawson's Creek related, you can always leave us a 5-star rating or review on Apple Podcasts or send us a DM like Carla did. We love to read them on our podcast. So go do that. We would love it.
Do it. Go do it now. Unless you're driving, just wait until you get home. It's okay. Arrive alive.
But Jamie, I think we can end the episode. Why don't you tell everybody where they can find you?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram at jlyn_booklover and everything is in my link tree. So check it out.
Beautiful.
Well, thanks.
And if you want to follow us, you can find us on Instagram and on Threads at Creek Talk Podcast and on Twitter at Creek Talk Pod. You can join our Facebook group and hang out with us over there. If you want to send us an email, you can send it to creektalkpodcast@gmail.com, or like I said, send us a DM and we'll read it on our next episode. If you're feeling super generous, you can always join our Patreon, where we are currently finishing up the 2002 Kevin Williamson series Glory Days. We have one episode left, and then we're moving on to our next series, which we've already decided what we're going to do. So I'm excited for that as well.
Me too. Yeah.
Just go to our link trees and any of our bios, and you'll find everything over there. But thank you for listening. We hope everybody has a great weekend. And, if somebody buys you a $300 dress, don't put safety pins in it to try to be an individual, because you just look like an idiot and you'll never win $1,000. So.
I mean, if it's purchased for a specific event, just wear it like you're supposed to wear it. And then afterwards, have at it. You know, it's yours. If you want to destroy it, destroy it. If you want to modify it, modify it. But like, it's like the same thing what I've seen. It was it 27 dresses or whatever with Katherine Heigl or what, and her little sister's getting married, ends up with her mom's dress and completely destroys it. And she's so
Oh, I
upset.
remember that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean it's like the same thing, dude. Like, have some consideration for the people around you. Don't just be selfish about it. Like, come on. Come on. Oh,
All
that pissed me off too. Don't even get me started on that. I was so mad. I was like, knock that sister out. She cheating on that man anyways.
right, well, we'll be back next week with an all new episode of Creek Talk Podcast. Bye.
Bye.
Jamie's fucking activated right Don't, I don't, Jamie, do you have like something going on with like clothes and messy
No,
clothes?
I don't. I don't. It's just
Something
like
happened to your
I just
clothes?
no, not at all. It's just
Somebody
I don't.
did somebody destroy your clothes?
No, but I've had people borrow books and they come back ruined or they don't come back at all. So I guess there's something about doing something for somebody and then them completely disregarding and
Yeah.
disrespecting that. You know what I mean? That's when I have an issue. They're
I've had
selfish. I
that
got a
too.
problem with selfish people. I think that's what it is. Don't be a selfish twat.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. All right, I'm gonna stop.
Okay.
Creek talk, talking about